What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning and happy Friday. This update is brought to you by Doral Hyundai, the number one Hyundai store in the nation. Just went full beast mode. Doral Hyundai, where the deals are monstrous. The prices don't survive. No one sells for less. No one. And we'll start with the Canes, who are set to open up their season on Sunday in a top 10 matchup with Notre Dame. Sunday's game kicks at 7:30 from Hard Rock and can be heard right here on 104.3 WQAM with our countdown to kickoff beginning at 3 o'clock. Week 1 in college football began last night with USF upsetting 25th-ranked Boise State 34-7. And tonight, FIU will host Bethune. Kickoff from Pitbull Stadium is at 7 o'clock. In the NFL, the Dallas Cowboys traded Micah Parsons to Green Bay. Dallas gets defensive tackle Kenny Clark and two first-round picks. Parsons will sign a four-year, $188 million contract with $136 in total guarantees, making him the highest-paid non-QB in league history. Dallas opens up the season on Thursday in Philly. And to the Marlins, who beat the Mets 7-4. Game two of the four-game series is tonight with the first pitch at 7:10 from Citi Field. Joe, happy Friday. Good morning. Oh, there's a little bit going on here.
Yeah, we got a lot. And by the way, before we start, we always do this when your school wins. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
South Florida put it on Boise State last night, and quarterback looked great. And so nice start. Nice start for your schools. I mean, it always starts with your school before you get to where you live, and you know, it always does unless you're 3,000 miles away. But you,
it was a very nice appetizer for the rest of the week.
Man, it was the first of like 9,000 games last night. Oh,
I
my
know.
God. I've been watching highlights all morning. I'm like, oh, okay.
It's all back, man.
It is, and it's a great time. So we go from a Thursday reset to a Friday of college football. And as Woody just said in his update, a big-ass trade. A week before the start of the NFL season, I don't know, Woody, you probably remember more than I do. I don't remember a lot of trades anyway, and there were a few minor trades, small trades, but not potentially or arguably the best defensive player in football, Micah Parsons, getting traded. And by the way, you put Myles Garrett, there will be some people, and I get it. Myles Garrett's a bad man too. But yeah, what a crazy one. And, boy, I'll tell you what, to give everybody a lot to talk about because not everybody thought that was a lopsided trade. As good as Micah Parsons is going to Green Bay.
It really wasn't, right?
There's a lot of people going, that defensive tackle they got's pretty good. That guy you threw in there is Kenny Clark's a damn good player. And then the two ones. The only thing I'd say, because we've been around this party a few times ourselves, better hit on those ones. And again, did hit when I heard some of what Dallas was saying or the people for Dallas were saying and the media people, it sounded a little bit like what's going on here. And that is we spent a lot of money on a few guys and we gotta get this thing balanced out a little bit. We couldn't make a third guy the highest paid guy in the friggin' league. So anyway.
The Jerry press conference, by the way, I don't know if you saw any of that.
I didn't see it, no.
It was bizarre. He was saying that we need to be able to stop the run.
Yeah, oh no. God, was that strange. I saw that comment.
Yeah.
I think people are getting on him. Like, of course. Oh, so you got a real good run stopper, which they did. He is really good, but let me see, a run stopper versus now listen, there's a lot. This Micah Parsons deal, not only did Green Bay have to give him $188 million, $136 million guaranteed, but they also had to throw in two number ones and a really good football player.
Mm-hmm.
So it was now looks great. Looks great for Green Bay. Don't get me wrong. That guy comes in. I don't know how quickly you play him. I don't know if you take your time in week one because he hasn't done anything, literally, with Dallas. He just stands around and watches. So I don't know if he's running off the side getting workouts in. But I always say this, workouts on your own have nothing to do with workouts getting ready. I can tell you one year I got in the best shape of my life, and I go, man, I just don't want to be so sore. The first week of when we get to camp, doesn't matter. You get in there, you get bounced around, and you're moving, and apparently you don't move the same way when you're working out on your own that you do when you're competing with guys. So,
yeah, you're right, by the way. They didn't get fleeced in the trade or anything like that, but, like, you kind of
– You know what you have, though.
You want to keep those guys, don't you?
You know one team, and by the way, what's it – how much is it? Demoralize the guys you have on that team.
Yeah, they all sent out tweets and stuff with, you know,
what are they
going to
say? It's no big deal. We still got a great team. Like, that guy is a absolute game changer on what he does. And what he played, 13 games? He didn't play the full season. He was banged up a little bit. But he, you know, again, all the stats and all those stats that nobody wants to hear about, like pressures and stuff, he's a maniac. I mean, he's phenomenal. We don't play either team, but I got to tell you who really wins yesterday when that thing was done. It's the Sunday night NBC crew. They're going to get the biggest ratings. When Dallas and Green Bay play anyway, they get huge ratings. When they play each other on a Sunday night game, September 28th, it's actually going to happen this September's, a day away. But Woody, my God. Can you imagine ratings? Dallas, no matter what, gets great ratings.
Well, I'm guessing we're about 6 days away now from Cowboys-Eagles.
Yeah, but that one's...
That, I'm guessing, will do okay.
That's not a that's not... That's a good point.
That'll do okay.
No, that's a good point, too. That game, you know, the champions playing the Dallas Cowboys, but...
It's just remarkable how this whole thing went down, right? I mean, we're 6 days away from the season, and you're trading away your best player.
So it kind of leaked out yesterday that Green Bay was in the running, and somebody said, "No, I don't think Dallas would trade with Green Bay because they may have to see him."
Yeah, you would think
in the playoffs, and they went no. And Green Bay, by the way, what got into Green Bay? Who was known to draft, develop their own guys, not draft wide receivers in the first round? There were just certain things they just wouldn't do through the years, and now they go out and pay a guy the most money. That's not a quarterback. And then on top of that, they draft a wide receiver in the first round.
Well, that's a team that obviously thinks they have enough, right? I don't know where you rank Jordan Love. Jordan Love never gets in any of those conversations we have, by the way, right? When we start talking about top quarterbacks, he is never in those conversations. So I don't know where you put him, Joe. He's gotten
pretty good. Yeah.
I know we've seen him firsthand.
I don't have a problem. He's another guy that had to go the Green Bay wait list, right? He had to sit for a couple years.
It's not fair, by the way. They always, you know, they just one quarterback to the next.
Oh, God,
right?
I know. But does anybody do a better handoff?
No.
Than
they haven't
the Green
had
Bay
bad
Packers?
Quarterback play in 30 years. Right? Rodgers, this guy.
I got to tell you, man, it wasn't too long ago. It was a long time ago. I shouldn't say that. Where it felt like Bob Greasy to Dan Marino, and it chewed up like 30 years of 30-something years. And there was a little break with Stroker and David Woodley in there, which, by the way, we actually had a lot of success with those guys. We did great. We won a friggin' ton of games.
The problem is we're still waiting for the Marino handoff to the next one.
Right. You're right.
Been waiting a minute for that one, yeah.
To get to that and all the things that probably going to be waiting. Probably, as a lot of you have told me, please leave Dan Marino out of your mouth, and you're probably right. Hey, we got a lot more to get to here because we do have a big game. We're going to knock the hell out of it today. Miami Hurricanes going to play Notre Dame Sunday night. Wraps up the week of college football with great games all day tomorrow. I don't know how some of you guys that love college football that are in relationships. And I know a lot of you are going to text me and tell me I got a great wife. She doesn't care. I'll be at a sports bar. She'll be with me. Or you're going to Hard Rock or and watch the game. Whatever you might be doing, I'm not in that situation. It's a little My wife is on to the looking through her or around her at a big screen TV, and she says something, and then she'll go, "What'd I just say?" You ever get that one? What'd I just say?
Well, you get Friday nights, don't you? Because it's usually your high school nights.
Yeah.
You go down to Pitbull Stadium if you want.
No.
How about FIU playing their opener night?
Yeah. Cool. By the way, we got a lot of people, man. We got It's a fun. It's a great week, and college football knocked it out of the ballpark with a couple of super sexy games, including this one Sunday night. So everybody wants to know, hey, what do you really think about this Notre Dame-Miami game? Well, first of all, I really have no idea for two of the best teams in the country to play the first week with no preseason, no warm-up, just jump right into this thing. Notre Dame is a 2.5-point favorite.
By the way, that's more than fair to tell people you have no idea. You asked me yesterday how I think the game's going to go, and we've been thinking about this game for, 6 months, 8 months?
Yeah.
Knowing the characters of this game, and it's like, yeah, I think it is truly difficult to go out there and open up against teams like that for both sides, right?
Well, I will just say this. Notre Dame's last game was a national championship game, and they were hanging tough. They actually outplayed Ohio State in the second half.
But Miami's such a different team, though.
They are a lot different.
They got some guys back, but it's such a different team.
But there's something to be said for experience. And listen, they got some guys on that team. They're going in the first round or considered to be the best at their positions. Miami's got a couple of those same kind of guys. And so I'm really curious. The other thing I've been thinking about a lot, please let Carson Beck and not say Carson Beck's not Cam Ward. Don't do that. If the passing game doesn't look the same, I have no idea. I'll tell you the mystery of this game for me. Oh, there's a lot, actually. I'm going to see how the front seven for the Miami Hurricanes defense plays against what is always one of the best offensive lines in football, Notre Dame. And so that's number one. Number two is the wide receiving core. Woody, when we were out there, the two best receivers the day we were out there, and it was weeks ago during camp, the two best players were the two true freshmen from South Florida. True freshmen. Right out of high school. And they were both out of this world from the start of practice to the end of practice. Both of them. And I'm sitting back there with Mario's coaching them up. We're on the field, and we're with some of the other guys at work. And I'm not getting any names. There's no reason for it, but people involved in different parts of the organization. And they said, wow, two best receivers today. I mean, listen, my eyeballs tell me the same thing. We're out there. Woody and I are out there, and we're watching the same stuff. And the two young guys were tearing it up, running by guys, sitting down, catching the ball. Now, I know they got three transfer portal guys that are going to be a big, big part of this. I do. I understand that. Coming on strong and balance are going to play a lot of guys. But I'm really curious to see Sunday night who is a go-to receiver or receivers, if there's two of them, that they go to move the chains and which matchups they might like in what is considered to be the best defensive secondary in football in Notre Dame. I didn't come up with that, okay?
I know. And I'm with you, by the way, on the defensive line thing, because I think the Hurricanes defensive line has a chance to be one of the better units in the country here. But
I wonder if we're deep enough at tackle.
Well, this is a monster test, Joe, and that probably is where this game is going to be won or lost, right?
Line of scrimmage?
Yeah. If Notre Dame's able to run the football, it's going to be a long night. If their quarterback's able to sit back there and pick you apart, it's going to be a very long night.
Well, that can't happen. So, by the way,
that defensive line, it's going to be on them.
Those pass rushers they have, if we find out, starting with the two guys that have been around here now for a couple of years, including, you know, again, Baines considered one of the best in the business, Mesidor on the other side, who's now been in college football for a while. And then all those young kids that can get after it. If they can't get there in the heat, especially in the second half when the big guy should be a little tired for Notre Dame, if they're not getting there, we got a problem. And if we got to blitz too much, we got a problem to get there. I like mixing in blitzes, don't get me wrong. I think there's nothing like a calculated blitz and something which catches everybody. You know, somebody didn't get picked up, guy throws it early. Bad things happen, man, when you got to unblock guys coming with some heat on a blitz. No question about it.
I got to tell you, I'm glad you brought that up. I was going to mention you. I watched that South Florida Boise game to the end last night.
Of course you did.
I know. Well, you know, we don't win many of those. I got to tell you, though, man, the heat, Boise State was gassed in the fourth quarter of that game. It was, you could tell it was bothering them. And I know Notre Dame, Boise State don't have a whole lot in common as far as
I didn't even
of players,
look to see Boise State's probably cool at night because the mountains are out.
Yeah,
there,
I'm guessing it's not that kind of heat you get in Florida, man.
There's
and
no
I am
humidity.
Telling you, those guys were absolutely gassed in the fourth quarter of that game.
Well, we'll see, Woody.
It plays a big factor, man, this time of year.
We'll see. And Sunday night, man. It's
supposed to be hot. Victor tells me it might rain.
It might be hot.
Oh,
it's hot all the time, Woody. It's never not hot. Even when you work out and it's little clouds over the top there, it's still friggin' hot. The humidity does not leave. Atlantic Men's Clinic never leaves either, man. I got to tell you, ED and low T. I'm hitting all my brothers here early this morning. Look it. It's okay, man. If you're dealing with being tired all the time, you've noticed, and everybody's telling you in your life, it's normal, you're getting older, of course you're going to slow down, and you don't want to slow down and be constantly, and have you noticed you've been a little snappy too? They call you a grouch or a grouch butt or what all the names everybody has for you younger people when you get like this. It's part of low T. You're not sleeping well. You got a lot of stuff on your mind when these should be the good years. Your sex drive is gone as well. Hey, low T and ED happen to every man out there. Doesn't matter, skinny, chunky, black, brown, white, doesn't matter. I got to tell you, sooner or later, every man has ED and low T, and when you do, what are you going to do about it? Atlantic Men's Clinic, this is all they do is take care of it for you. Get great results. It happens fast. I've been telling everybody, of course I had it. Yes, full blown, both. I got the T, the PSA test, met with their professionals, went through everything, had one of those honest talks you have to have because they've got to know everything that's going on. And then they put you on a program. They look at your numbers, put you on a program that works for you. And with seven locations in South Florida, including a brand new one in Hollywood, great office there. I go to Plantation, but I want to let you know you are in for great results when you go to Atlantic Men's Clinic. They do it the right way, the safe way, where you're going to get great results. Call them and set up that first appointment. Go find out for yourself what this is all about. I've been talking about it for more than a year. 877-455-7300. Meet with them. See what's going on. See if it's something you might want to do. And if it's bothering you, these things are bothering you, from nothing's happening in the bedroom to how tired you are every friggin' day, you can do something about it. And when you're active, you lose weight. And sure the hell don't gain it. Go to visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. Atlantic Men's Clinic work.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Miami-Dade dealing with a multiple vehicle accident early this morning, traveling on I-95 heading southbound at Ives Dairy Road. It is currently affecting all of those main lanes. Emergency crews are at the scene. That traffic continuing to stack up. As an alternate, you could use the turnpike this morning. Also, some stop-and-go traffic along Florida's turnpike heading northbound between Biscayne Drive and Coral Reef Drive. That's traffic. I'm Elia Escobar on FM 104.3 WQAM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS at Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And Joe, I'd like to do something that we don't always do here. How about an early morning giveaway?
I like that.
We never take care of our early people. We're very guilty of late
8 and 9 o'clock hour. You're right. Yeah. Go ahead, Woody.
We always let things drag on here, Joe. So we're going to give away a 4-pack now to the Miami International Auto Show. It is coming to the Miami Beach Convention Center the end of September. We'll take caller number.
Wow. You caught me by that. All right, we'll do number 4 today.
Okay.
We haven't done a four number.
The difference. You're 5 and 3, so we'll split the difference there. So we'll go caller number 4, 305-567-0560, and we'll get you in there, 4-pack, to the Miami International Auto Show.
All right, Woody, and we do have Dolphin news, obviously. We have Dolphin news every day with our team, with our NFL team, getting ready to go here next Sunday against the Colts. First of all, I'm still... Every time I try to play doctor on a guy when he gets up from an injury, I go, I think he's okay. Jalen Wright had a small procedure done, so he's going to be out. They said not a long time. I don't know what that means. A little scope on a MCL, I'm guessing, you know, and these guys come back pretty quickly from those, but who knows? But they did sign a couple of running backs. So we got Jamichael Hasty, who was with Mike in San Francisco, and Jeff Wilson, two guys that he knows very, very well, both on the practice squad, and at least one will be moved up for the Colts game because you can just slide them up and put them on the roster. You can actually go back and forth with them for a few weeks before they become full-time on the roster, so where they're making, obviously, bigger money. So we got a couple of veterans that Mike knows real well, and he was with in San Francisco. Also, Ashton Davis, man, apparently is ready to go. Safety that they were really counting on. We kind of were talking about playing three safeties at once, and Ashton Davis is going to be a big part of that, so he's back. Actually, you know, and this Darren Waller thing, you heard the soundbite during the break. It's been a real slow process bringing him back. And I know he hasn't played football, and I know he's no longer in his 20s. He's older, and they're being real, real careful. I'm guessing he's going to be around for that Colts game, and they will play him. I don't know how much, but again, it's still a big jump for a guy that did not play football at all last year, had retired, basically missed two full camps to come back and play. So I'm like you. I want to see what it looks like. I know he's a great athlete. I know what he looked like in Vegas before he went to the Giants, and basically you couldn't cover him. He was a different level talent at tight end. Now, that was years ago, and so we'll see what that's going to look like. But overall, as they now get set, and they're saying Tyreek, who, by the way, has basically missed all of camp, but they could be pretty healthy for this game next Sunday. That's the good news. I've said the front line of this roster is really good. It's good, really good. And the back part, the part that has reset built all over it and will continue to add pieces to it, obviously tells you they don't have what they want yet in this reset that got everything stirred up, got me a little fired up, to be honest. Not a big anything re. I know the one we hate the most is rebuild, but I'm guessing a couple of the retool and reset brothers aren't very popular with some people either. But yeah, so the team looked pretty set. Mike did a pretty good job for the most part. Jason Sanders, a huge loss because he is really just clutch last year and how good he was for this team. But they're in pretty good shape. You look around at what they have. Ollie Gordon, this almost guarantees him some carries behind Achan. So I don't have a problem with that. I thought he earned them anyway. And Jalen Wright getting injured makes things easier. Hope he's back, though, because we're going to need him at some point during this season as well. So besides all that stuff, Woody, I saw something. It was amazing. I am blown away. Now I see why the NFL wanted to get into it and everything else. The numbers, I did not have any idea. Legal NFL betting is estimated to reach $30 billion this year. NFL betting. I didn't say college football. NFL betting is estimated to reach $30 billion in 2025. I got to tell you another reason. It is incredible. Legal betting is only in 38 states. It's not even in every state. Listen, someday it's going to get damn near all of them. I don't know what the hardest ones. I don't know how Utah is going to do, and not to handpick some that might fight this down to the end. But boy, the numbers and the NFL. You wonder why
they threw Utah in there.
You know what's amazing? And of course Hard Rock App is just doing amazing. I mean, they're, God only knows what their numbers. I guess they're not going to share it with us.
How much they're doing?
How well they're doing with everything.
They're the only game in town. So
they are.
It's a big, it's a big state, man.
So
big state.
So anyway.
By the way, congrats to Jordan Sunrise who took the tickets. We'll have more hopefully next week for you.
Good, man. That's a fun show. It really is. Latest in it was fun. We went out there and did it for years.
The one thing that comes with this territory, and we've seen it now, is that things are getting a little dicey. We get these investigations and that kind of stuff.
They knew when they talked about this, and I heard all those commissioners, and Roger Goodell was really slow to come around. It's amazing what years have done to Roger Goodell. He was really fighting it and wasn't sure, and he didn't know about the Vegas thing, and guess what? Vegas now has a football team. And I just crack up. And by the way, the owners go, well, hell, if they're going to be our partners, I want to own some of these things.
Well, nobody wants to go to Vegas anymore. I don't know if you've seen any of this stuff, but their tourism there is like slumping.
Really?
Like dramatically, yeah.
I'm shocked.
They've had a rough go over there.
I know a lot of guys love going with their wives and going to.
It has gotten expensive. There's no more deals to be had in Vegas, though.
Everything's expensive, man.
Yeah, there's no cheapy rooms anymore.
Yeah.
Vegas has gotten pricey. But the other thing, too, man, you don't need Vegas anymore. Right? Like,
well,
there's casinos everywhere.
So the Vegas experience for a lot of people is they got great golf. They had great restaurants, some of the best restaurants, and the shows. I mean, the shows, man.
Love the shows.
By the way, you look around and you're going, holy crap, there's 19, 20 shows going on, and you look and one acts better than the next that all these hotels have. So, yeah, I'm surprised. I didn't know their numbers were so far off, but apparently the gambling numbers are doing just fine. And what the NFL has been able to do so far. Hey, we're going to go to break here. We've got a lot more stuff to get to. Of course, Sunday night, the big one here in South Florida. Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish, come into Miami to take on the Miami Hurricanes in a game that we have. I think most of us. And I got to tell you, Canes, all the Canes brothers are coming out going, Joe, I am jacked up for this game. The closer it gets, my God, this is going to be great. Can't wait. Hey, you could argue, I don't even know if you can, this best team they're going to play in their regular season schedule. This is probably the best team they're going to play on paper, right? And they don't play Clemson. The reason I bring up Clemson, Clemson's expected to be really good, and everybody's coming on saying this is the old Clemson, what he now has on this team, and he's got a lot of great players. Just about
you're probably
every position.
Right. You're probably right, and it's definitely contrasting styles. I think you play Florida there a little bit probably more similar to, you know, at least athlete-wise, hey, trying to do.
Yes,
right?
I got to tell you, Gators had a hell of a second half with that young kid, a quarterback.
Yes.
And they went from wondering if that guy was going to get fired, right, the way that thing started.
To extension.
And those kids played their ass off in the second half of the season.
I think that'll be a difficult game. But, look, man, to be honest, though, Joe, what does it come down to with this team? It comes down to can you win these ACC games? And I know, like, let's not even look that far ahead, but that's what it's going to come down to. It's can you beat the ACC teams that are on your schedule that you have struggled with for a very, very long time now?
So the same thing that happened to Mario last year happened to Mark Richt that last year when they had 10 wins, and then they go out and, what, lose three straight? He did. They lost three straight. They lost to Wisconsin.
But it's the teams like the Syracuses of the world or the Georgia Techs of the world, like the middling ACC teams that – you just they've tripped up against
those two teams of that Georgia Tech thing is has not been nice to us here, and then other teams just dominate Georgia Tech, although Georgia Tech was pretty good. They played what 20 overtimes with Georgia last year or something. Hey, right now I want to tell you about Baptist Health South Florida. Hope it never happens to you, man. I know I've slowed down to make sure I don't want to get injured. I'm stretching more now, and listen, if you're going through it, I do have some great news though. Baptist Health South Florida, one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. They have put together, Dr. Uribe and those guys have put together a team of specialists that are top notch. Living down here in South Florida, taking care of all of us. People ask me, where do the pros go? And I go, enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins, FIU and FAU. All use those great doctors at Baptist Health South Florida for team doctors, as well as all the specialists when they do have injuries. Got some of the best knee doctors, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand specialists, back specialists, hip and knee replacement, Achilles, you go on and on. But bottom line is this, as you know, it's not just high school, college, and professional athletes. It's all of us. Still probably way too competitive and get injured. It sure is nice to know we can all use those great doctors at Baptist Health South Florida. Three great locations, including Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility and the 595 and Pine Island Implantation. More on the way, man. More on the way. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One go every day, South Florida. To keep us all healthy, getting back out playing the sports that we all love the most.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, BSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, welcome back, man, here on a Friday. Oh, man, always my favorite day, Friday. And why not? We've been waiting for this game Sunday night. Whether you're just a college football fan or a Canes fan or Notre Dame fan, you're going to jump right into it and find out just how good your team is at Hard Rock Stadium on a Sunday night. So, and by the way, there are some great teasers leading up to it. Boy, they put together a handful of really good games, and there's probably some games that we're not going to talk about today that will end up being really good games. Cincinnati, Nebraska, best game yesterday of about, 15 or 20 games that were played on a Thursday night. Ended up being a great game. I think Nebraska won by a couple of points there, 20-17. But you got Bama, FSU. I don't know about you, man. I'm trying to figure out what's going on with this FSU thing. It has been the strangest 2 years I can remember in all the years of Bobby and Jimbo and everybody else that's been at Florida State. And everybody thinks this is the guy, and why not? Hell, he went undefeated. What did he go, 13-0? He won that game with the third quarterback in the ACC championship game. And then, of course, you know what happened. They lost their quarterbacks. Nobody thought they were good enough. And
that was the worst screw job we've seen in a long time.
Well,
man.
They go. Everybody,
they did exactly what they were asked to do. They go win your games and – Well, you're not an entertaining watch for TV.
And a lot of people agree. We need a good national championship game. As good as, and by the way, they had a bunch of guys on that Florida State team get drafted.
Yeah,
I mean that thing was loaded with transfer portal stars.
But so they go to Ireland, right, to kick off last year in week zero. I don't know if you remember. I remember it because we had the fantasy football draft, and all my FSU buddies.
I remember.
Were like,
hey, they lost that game.
A lock. We're good.
Hell, they were getting pounded. I was like, this is weird. Was that, you said Georgia Tech, right?
That opener? Georgia Tech, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if it was weird. It was fun to watch.
Anyway, that was, and that just started it, and they just took a beating all year. So now they're back, and, you know, they've loaded it up again. And Florida State's always going to get good players.
Yeah.
This thing about, nobody wants to go, no, that's not true.
Problem is, I'm guessing Alabama has some good players, too.
Alabama's got a lot of good guys, although they got a couple of guys not playing, but you're going, but it's Alabama. But I see they're already getting on this coach, you know, the old follow Nick Saban. And, hey, we used to go always in the playoffs. You understand that's what we're used to. So, curious to see what Florida State's going to look like against Alabama at home, by the way. Florida State will be at home for that one. And then you got some really, really good games, man. Texas, Ohio State tomorrow at 12 o'clock. Damn, I'm going to have to get up early and get going on that
one. What
are you
liking that game, by the way?
That's
out of curiosity. I'll get your picks later on, but you got to think Texas has the the horses to go in there and win that game, right?
I know. Texas just getting stroked so much.
Yeah. That quarterback's got more pressure on him than I can maybe ever remember, Joe.
I am listening to those guys said, Joe, it doesn't matter. He's only played two games. He's that good. He is
I'm
that
sure
good.
He is. But, man, is that a lot of pressure.
So then it gets to this. If he was so good before all the problems that they had with Quinn Ewers, who was injured a lot, why didn't they just go in year two, hey, Quinn, nothing against you, man. Appreciate everything you've done year two. We got – and by the way, he did play a lot, and he came in late in games and blowouts and stuff. So, I don't know. So, Arch Manning is going to be
– around this game, by the way. It's okay if you don't
– I have no idea. I don't know enough.
Don't have any idea.
I can't
does.
Pick it because transfer portal, new starting quarterback.
Bro, nobody has any idea about any of these games. I'm with you. LSU-Clemson, you want to pick that one?
Nope, no idea.
The only reason I was going to pick Clemson is because they messed with the quarterback. I thought maybe he'd be angry. But I don't know. Who the hell knows?
He's got everybody back on that team on Clemson.
Yeah, Clemson like traditionally has laid eggs in those games, though, in those opener games.
They did last year, and they got off to a terrible start.
Someone was saying on one of the other shows they have a bad streak of like opening games.
Dabo Sweeney is a really good coach. Like, Dabo Sweeney's a top five coach right now in the college football, period. What he did last year, he came all the way back after getting their ass kicked right off the bat, and you're going, oh, boy. And they lost a couple of games. They come all the way back and win the ACC. And, I mean, they got some help, obviously. Miami losing a couple of games at the end of the year. But they get back. Yeah. Then they win the ACC. And that guy was fighting that transfer portal.
That was the most interesting interview I did at ACC kickoff. He sat there and he talked about, like, you know, we're finding the right guys that want to be here and, you know that they're going to wait their turn and then they'll get their turn. And, you know, I get the system he's running, right? Like, if you go to some of these other schools and you sign up as a freshman, there's definitely a chance that they could go and grab, you know, an upperclassman and –
I didn't think
you're turning. You know, all of a sudden that line that you're waiting in line to start playing.
So I see Dabo's what he did. Originally, when I heard it, I go, man, you're making a big mistake because you could get some top notch players and always be good. Mm-hmm. And he stayed loyal to all his recruiting classes. To your point and what you're talking about, and he said, hey, stay, and if you got to sit a year or two, don't worry. Because I'm not bringing a bunch of guys in. Now, he did bring in three or four guys this year, the most he's ever done. Three or four guys he brought in.
Yeah.
He's not bringing them in, and they're paying the guys they have. Don't get me wrong now. Clemson is paying. Don't think that they're not on a scholarship only there with free food, you know, 24-hour service around the campus. No, they're getting some money, too. But they hit a jackpot apparently on this Klubnik, and I didn't think when his thing started, he didn't look very good to me. He looked lost. And
Dave, by the way, you talk about a team that's – we were talking about the Packers with the quarterback handoffs. How about Clemson? Clemson's had some good ones.
They have had some good ones. And
I know they haven't panned out in the NFL necessarily, but
– He's loaded up at a lot of different positions, though, this year. Clemson is a good-looking team. But, again – I don't know because I know LSU, listen, always has great recruiting classes. They got one of the best quarterbacks in the country. I just think with the transfer portal, unless the team was really good the year before, and that's what I think with Notre Dame and Ohio State was so good a year ago, and a lot of those guys are back, including the best wide receiver in the country. This Jeremiah Smith is ridiculous. But you got to get him the ball, and they're aware of it, and the whole thing. So I don't know these
games.
Man.
It'll be a fun
but
game.
But for me trying to pick games right now is, first of all, even if I knew the teams, I would tell you whatever I say, go the opposite way because I really have absolutely no idea on what could happen in this game. By the way, there's some rumors out there that Trader wasn't going to play in this game. The wide receiver out of Chaminade Madonna going into year two, super talented kid. Can you imagine Trader and Jeremiah Smith on that same team in Chaminade?
Was that a good team?
Yes. That team was really good.
Good.
So He's going to play. Somebody started this stuff about he's injured and he's not going to be able to play, and he has been injured a lot. Don't get me wrong. But he is good to go in this game, man. He should be fine. And if that's not true, I'd be very, very disappointed. But we'll see how they do against the secondary. Yeah, there's just a lot of different parts. By the way, we're going to have a lot of stuff. Blue's going to join us. We're coming off a little bit of a downer, man, on those national games for South Florida. Wasn't real good to us last week. We'll talk to Larry Bluestein about that. Alex Donald's going to join us. Don Bailey Jr. will join us. Mike Florio, of course, will join us. He's all lathered up about the big trade yesterday. And so we'll be talking to him a little bit later on. It's an interesting one, man. First of all, I never thought they'd trade him. And then the last couple of days are going, they're listening to offers. They're listening to offers. And I'll be damned, they traded him. They got rid of a 26-year-old, probably the best defensive player, the most impactful defensive player in the NFL. Unless you're a Myles Garrett fan, who is really friggin' good too. But one of those two guys for me.
Yeah, this guy's young too, man.
But this guy's a little bit younger. And he got paid, and they gave up a lot. But
boy, Jerry Jones sounded rough yesterday. What an idiot. That guy can't get out of his own way.
I think he just loves all this stuff.
I guess.
Now, he better know
he there's going to stop the run.
His team's going to have a little hangover after losing that guy. I don't know. Where do you rank pass rusher? Second most important position in football? Third?
I would have paid the guy.
Well, there's a
if
reason.
That helps you.
There's a reason all the top pass rushers are now getting $40 million a year.
I wouldn't have screwed around with the guy. I would have signed him and been done with it. I know they did get some stuff back in return, but you got to keep your own guys, especially when you hit on something like that.
So I think
that,
right? Jerry is going, hey, we got to – and they have drafted pretty well. I mean, they've had their misses, but they've had some big hits. And they've got two ones, and Kenny Clark, who's a real good run stopper in the middle. Green Bay gave up. Green Bay, man, I can't wait to see what that's going to look like. A lot of people think Green Bay's now the team, or was even before this, the team to beat, that Detroit's got some holes in their team defensively and new coordinators as well.
It's just funny, like I told you, that quarterback, Jordan Love, never gets mentioned with the top QBs, right? It's like he's almost like overlooked.
Don't we kind of go by numbers, though, with the quarterbacks? Isn't it all numbers, except for Mahomes?
I don't know, man. I'm kind of more big on wins, but because if you're going to do it with Mahomes, you got to do it with the rest of them, right? But isn't it guys that just win games? And he's won
a lot,
he's
man.
He's gotten close to getting him to the top here.
You don't have him as a top five quarterback.
No.
No, but he's
up
there.
Top 10.
No, I agree.
Right?
He's up there. He's up there dancing. Look at he is definitely a franchise quarterback. I'm with you on that one. Hey, we got 7 o'clock hour coming up. Larry Bluestein will join us early 7 o'clock hour. Blue, what the heck happened up in Broward County to some of our teams? And one team in Traspow, the best team in Dade County, also taking it on the chin. Did not see that coming, but I did see South Florida Chevy dealers coming. I got to tell you, man, if you're starting to look around this weekend, matter of fact, and you're looking for an SUV or a truck, I'll tell you right now, nothing against the car family because nothing sexier than a Corvette. But I will tell you, South Florida Chevy dealers have put together an SUV family that you're going to love. Let me see. Let's start with the big boys. The Tahoes and the Suburbans can't beat them. If you just need unlimited space, still got a great look, but all the room possible, you cannot beat those two. But I do want to get to the midsize SUV, the all-new Equinox. Whether it's the all-new Equinox or electric Equinox SUV, you can't go wrong when it comes to convenient driver tech. Great look inside, better look outside, and plenty of room for you and your family. That's kind of the theme at your South Florida Chevy dealers. We want to make sure everybody's got a great look and also plenty of room for you and your family. That's what the midsize SUVs are all about, including a 2025 Traverse. But, hey, let's get to legendary. It's truck month, and Silverado trucks are on fire, man. Whatever you're looking for, it's almost like they've made a truck absolutely perfect for your lifestyle. Let's talk to the guys up early this morning that work not only 5 days a week, but always working 6-7 days a week, sometimes a full month. You need a truck that can work as hard as you and do all the heavy lifting, we got a Silverado truck absolutely perfect for you. With 14 dealerships throughout South Florida, this weekend, if you get a little free time, stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers. Take a test drive. I promise you this, they got great deals going on right now at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
Sports lives here. 104.3 FM. WQAM. Miami's sports leader. WQAM, broadcasting live from the Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall Studios. Edmore Sawgrass Buick GMC's entire inventory is on sale and all backed by Morse. Click EdmoreSawgrassBuickGMC.com to start shopping. GMC, we are professional grade.
I'm Joe Zagacki, inviting you to join me, along with Don Bailey Jr. and Josh Sherrill, this Sunday as the 10th-ranked Miami Hurricanes kick off the 2025 season against the 6th-ranked Fighting Irish of Notre Dame at home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.